This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Emergency physician challenges one-size-fits-all suicide prevention approach. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi P. Akadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. An emergency physician has challenged conventional suicide prevention approaches, arguing that traditional safety planning may not address the complex realities faced by patients in crisis. Writing in the New England Journal of Medicine, the clinician advocates for more individualized, pragmatic interventions that acknowledge patients' lived experiences rather than relying solely on standardized protocols. Key takeaways: traditional suicide prevention approaches may not address individual patient complexities. Emergency departments need more nuanced strategies for suicidal patients. One-year survival goals may be more realistic than indefinite safety promises. 1 year target timeframe for keeping patients alive, according to NEJM perspective. Rethinking emergency department protocols. The author argues that current emergency department approaches to suicidal patients often rely on generic safety plans that may not resonate with individuals facing complex personal circumstances. Rather than asking patients to commit to staying alive indefinitely, the physician suggests setting more achievable short-term goals. This perspective challenges the assumption that all patients presenting with suicidal ideation can be helped through standardized interventions. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that suicide rates have increased across multiple demographic groups, suggesting current prevention strategies may need refinement. Emergency department suicide prevention challenges, key barriers to effective intervention in acute care settings, limited time for assessment, complex patient circumstances, individual response needed. Source: New England Journal of Medicine, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. Moving beyond standard safety planning. The emergency physician describes encounters with patients whose circumstances don't align with traditional safety planning approaches. For individuals facing homelessness, domestic violence, or severe mental illness, standard questions about support systems and coping strategies may feel disconnected from their reality. The World Health Organization emphasizes that suicide prevention requires comprehensive approaches addressing underlying risk factors. However, emergency departments often lack the time and resources for such comprehensive interventions. Studies published in clinical practice journals have highlighted similar challenges in acute care settings. The one-year survival framework. Instead of asking patients to promise they won't harm themselves, the author proposes focusing on one-year survival goals. This approach acknowledges that patients may continue to experience suicidal thoughts while working toward longer-term stability. The framework recognizes that recovery from suicidal crisis is often a gradual process rather than an immediate resolution. Mental health research has shown that therapeutic relationships built on realistic expectations may be more effective than those based on absolute commitments patients cannot keep. Setting a one-year survival goal may be more achievable than asking patients to promise indefinite safety in crisis moments. Emergency Physician Perspective, New England Journal of Medicine, 2024. Implications for emergency medicine training. The perspective raises questions about how emergency medicine residents and practicing physicians are trained to handle suicidal patients. Current protocols often emphasize risk assessment and safety planning, but may not adequately prepare clinicians for the complex conversations required in these situations. Medical education programs increasingly recognize the need for evidence-based approaches to suicide prevention training. However, implementing more individualized approaches in high-pressure emergency department environments presents practical challenges that require institutional support and resources. What this means: emergency department visits for mental health crises may involve more personalized conversations about realistic short-term goals rather than generic safety promises. For clinicians, emergency physicians may benefit from training in individualized approaches to suicide risk assessment and intervention beyond standardized protocols. For policymakers, Emergency department suicide prevention policies may need updating to support more flexible, patient-centered approaches while maintaining safety standards. Frequently asked questions: why might traditional safety planning be ineffective for some patients? Standard safety plans often assume patients have stable support systems and coping strategies, which may not reflect the reality for individuals experiencing homelessness, domestic violence, or severe mental illness. Generic approaches may feel disconnected from patients' actual circumstances. What is the one-year survival approach? Rather than asking patients to promise they won't harm themselves indefinitely, this approach focuses on helping patients commit to staying alive for 1 year while working on underlying issues. It acknowledges that suicidal thoughts may persist while patients work towards stability. How could emergency departments implement more individualized approaches? Implementation would require additional training for staff, more time for patient interactions, and institutional support for flexible protocols. Emergency departments would need resources to move beyond standardized checklists toward personalized crisis intervention strategies. The perspective published in the New England Journal of Medicine highlights ongoing challenges in emergency psychiatry and the need for more nuanced approaches to suicide prevention. As healthcare systems continue to grapple with rising mental health needs, emergency departments may need to evolve beyond one-size-fits-all protocols toward more individualized patient care that acknowledges the complex realities of mental health crises. Source: In 1 Year, I Want You Alive.